I've spoken to a couple of principals who've contacted me, and it takes the likes of Holy Cross College. They're going to have to make savings of over 400,000. We've got the new farm, St. Mary's, on the Nominate Road, amalgamated with the Boys and Girls. They have to make savings of over £120,000. Speaking of those teachers, this is potential job losses of teachers, you know. And my view is the council and looking for support is, Strabane can't afford these losses. Strabane has more merged schools than any other part of the province. And we've saved, this town has saved the Education Board millions with the merger of several schools. And now it's about time Strabane's had enough cuts. And again, it seems to be the West and rural areas possibly as well that could lose teaching posts. This could be a catastrophe.
Now, education cuts are going to affect all areas of the North, not just Strabane. Are you saying here that a special case should be made for Strabane?
Yes, Barry, because Strabane, if you come and look at Strabane, you know Strabane. Strabane has more mergers. We've had Holy Cross merged with three, came together with three schools merging. We have St. Mary's with two schools merging. We have Barrack Street and St. Catherine's. It's one school now down there. It used to be St. Anne's. We have the Academy, used to be Strabane Granover, and the Derry Road School is now the Academy. It was two schools. So, Barry, we have our fair share of savings for the Western Education and the Education Department in the West here in Strabane. So it's about time, you know, at look at Strabane, how many more cuts are we going to take? All these schools provide a great service to within the community. And some of these schools are operating within two and three sites as well, like the likes of St. Anne's and the likes of Barrack Street, St. Catherine's and Barrack Street. And then we have the St. Mary's. They're operating over three sites, which is an additional cost, which one of the principals told me. On top of that, you know, and how can they work across two sites in some cases and try to save money? If the department wants to save money, give them a new build school so they'll save the department money rather than having two sites for schools.
Will this not be another council motion that's just going to fall on deaf ears, though?
Well, Barry, I'm calling on, and especially I'm calling on our Sinn Féin MLA for West Tyrone and the MP and our Sinn Féin councillors within Strabane to lobby their minister. It's their minister that's making some of these harsh cuts. Yes, they have to make savings, but Strabane has saved the Education Board millions of pounds already on mergers. So I'm calling on them now to stand up to the mark and challenge their minister on the cuts coming to Strabane.